setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
We're coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us today. If you're stuck, confused, scared, just down, you got a case of the Mondays, as they say. Mondays are miserable for you. Well, you're not alone. That's 70% of America, but you don't have to stay that way. Let's get you the clarity you need so you can confidently step out on the path to fulfilling your purpose. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. We're going to start it off in Long Beach, California, where Jasmine is on the line. Jasmine, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm so nervous. Oh, my gosh. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. And don't be nervous at all. I am here for you.
Oh, great. Thank you. So really my issue is I'm currently going to school online for communications. And I mean, I hate doing it. It's something that I'm just like, you know, I feel like I'm wasting my time and that I should be more focused on things that I'm like really passionate about, which is like, I want to learn more about graphic design. I like fashion designing and I like want to start my own online business and stuff too. So I don't know if it's worth it just like waiting it out the rest of this, like, two semesters that I have, or like how I can just get started on that.
Yeah. Well, the reason you feel like you're wasting your time is because you're wasting your time. So the good news is you're exactly right, Jasmine. And I love that you called in today, because I'm guessing you went to school because you felt the pressure to do so and you felt like you had to have a degree to become successful. And then you chose the communications degree because somebody told you that was a good major. Is that right?
Yeah, because like I'm in like, I like social media and all that stuff, and they're like, yeah, communications is a good way to go.
Yeah. Boy, I've heard this story many times. How is it possible, Jasmine, that I knew that about you? Have I ever talked to you before?
No.
No. Okay, so you got two semesters left, right? And at this point, I would go ahead and finish just because you have invested. How much time have you invested in this degree?
I guess 3 years. It's just my associate.
Oh, okay.
I took a break in the middle. And so,
Okay. So it's not a 4 year. You're not two semesters away from getting a 4 year degree.
No, it's just my associate's degree.
Okay. You know what? Let me press pause on that one for a moment. So, the good news is you're very clear on what you want to do. You love design. And so that's really empowering for you because you know you love design. The question is, do you want to be involved in graphic design or designing fashion? And that's what you need to be discovering. Do you have an idea which one is higher up the ladder for you?
I don't. I mean, I've done fashion in high school. I did like three fashion shows. And so it was something I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I'm in a state that I could be doing this in. It's like perfect.
No question.
But I haven't like put myself out there for it.
Well, and we're going to talk about proximity in a minute. And if you don't have my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, I'm going to give it to you because I wrote it for people like you. It's going to show you step-by-step what to do, the right people in the right places, okay? Because that's the only thing you have to focus on. You just got to get around people that are in fashion or in graphic design, right? And you got to get in places where fashion is happening and in places where people are doing graphic design. You just show up and start making connections. And again, I'm going to outline in the book, or I do outline in the book, the five people in the five places. So that's going to be my gift to you, okay? But
thank you.
What you have to do before you decide in full, you know, I'm confident this is the way I want to go, you want to dabble in proximity right now and you want to talk to some people. This is kind of the research process. Like, I just want to talk to some people who are in the fashion game. I want to talk to people who are successful graphic designers, and you want to get a master's degree in information about what their day-to-day looks like. What do they love most? What do they like the least? What was their path to get where they are now? Those are some starter questions for you, but you want to learn everything you can possibly learn so that you have some head knowledge to combine with the fact that we know you're passionate about design, period. You just love when things look good. You like making things look good. You like when things look good. That's the parallel between the interest in graphic design and clothing. You're a very creative person. So just for fun, real quick, let's fast forward 10 years in your life. Let's just press a magic fast forward button in both industries. What are you doing? Just don't worry about this. There's no wrong answer. I just want you to let your heart answer this. What are you doing 10 years from now in fashion?
Designing clothes, traveling, having those connections.
Love it. So you want to be involved in actually designing the clothes. Okay, now let's switch gears. In graphic design, 10 years from now, what are the kind of things you're doing every day?
I don't know, honestly. I can't really think about it.
So this is a good indicator. You don't spend as much time thinking about graphic design as you do the idea of designing clothes or hats or shoes or, you know, who knows. Yeah. You can just go wild. So I want you to actually do what I just told you to do, and I want you to hang out with some people that are in both industries that are successful. And I want you to ask those questions. And what's going to happen is you get some head knowledge. Your heart is going to rank for you all the things you're getting the input on, you know, all this information. And your heart's just going to go, oh, my gosh, I would love that. And Madison, let's give her a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle. I want you to read this, Jasmine. And at the end of each chapter, I give you very clear checklists of things to do. I'm identifying the people that you need to be around, the places you need to be in within the fashion world context, and then, of course, graphic design. Run this thing out. Now, back to your original question. I would continue in your current semester. I would not drop out. And I want you to continue there until you find out if it's graphic design or fashion and if you need a degree to move forward in either field. I don't think you do. But if the associates is a necessary evil for a future degree, finish it. If not, don't finish it. Ken, did you just tell this young girl that she might need to drop out of college? Yep. Because I don't care what you think about college. It's not 1950. In 1950, you pretty much, in the 50s and 60s, it was the path to success. It's not the only path to success. In fact, it's increasingly becoming the least effective path to success. If you don't need a degree, don't get a degree. Why in the world would you waste time and money on a piece of paper that is virtually worthless? Meaning, it might mean something to your parents and grandparents and your Uncle Larry, but it doesn't mean much in certain industries. So don't put any more time or any more money into something that is not going to move you further down your path. Oh, heresy. Ken hates college. No, no, I don't. It's just not for everybody. It's not the only way. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get six templates for, ready for this? $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, and this is where we talk about what you were born to do. Because we know you were created to fill a unique role, that means you are needed, and that means you've got to do it. Because if you aren't you, not what mama thinks you is, not what daddy thinks you is, not what your friends think you is. You like that English, Joe? We're talking about bad grammar, but man, it's good teaching. We're talking about who you is, who you know you are, because somebody out there needs you to be you. They're literally waiting on that moment in life where they interact with you. And you being who you are supposed to be can totally transform their life. Like, that's why we're here. We're here not for us. We're here for others. And that's what we're about here on the Ken Coleman Show. And so if you're not there, this is your show. You have the answers, I promise. You know inherently what you're good at, and you know what you love to do, and it's my job to get you to a place where you can see that. That's clarity. And a clear person is a confident person who will step out on the path and stay there. So clarity leads to confidence, and confidence leads to courage. 844-747-2577. Let's go to your emails.
Ken's electronic mail.
You've got mail.
First email comes in from Carolyn. She writes in after hearing me on the Dave Ramsey Show, guesting here on the Dave Ramsey Show. And she said, you were talking about wondering and wandering, how kids are taught to ask questions in their early years, and then it changes as they get older. She says, I have three really great kids, 9, 11, and 13. Is there something I could do now to work on a foundation for their careers? I would love to learn more. Okay, so the word here that is important in this email is foundation. Carolyn says, how can I work on a foundation for my kids? And so the foundation for getting kids prepared to be able to truly discover who they are and live their purpose out is by awareness of two things. Awareness of who they are uniquely, how they're different from their siblings, and how that's beautiful, and how that's intentional. So awareness of the things that they do well, the things that come easy to them, the things that they get interested in. And I don't even care if it's, you know, TikTok and they like making music videos. If they really love doing that and you're monitoring that, and you feel good about that, all that stuff, then, you know, what's behind that? Well, my kid's really creative and likes creating videos to music. Great. So fuel that. So this is simple stuff. So Carolyn, you know, you don't think heavy at 9, 11, and 13. We're just thinking transparency. Create a normal, active conversation about how different they are from their siblings, why that's good, and specifically their uniqueness, what they do well, and what they like to do the most. And feed that, compliment it, encourage it. And so as they evolve and grow, their passions will change. And they will take on new talents or skills, if you will. But by creating that conversation around those two things, their uniqueness and then the specifics of their uniqueness, and always talking about it and always praising their uniqueness and how different they are, and feeding their desires to do things that they're good at and things that they enjoy doing, just keep doing that. And then as they get older, we've already got a natural conversation and observation going around, that's going on, and that will allow you to have the deeper conversation as they get into their teen years. And you have essentially created an environment where they will naturally discover their sweet spot. Next question in from Tony, who is in the Marines. Hooah. He says, do I give contact info with any of the reference endorsements in the writing of your resume? The answer is sure. I love giving contact info. Because if you do it our way, the Ken Coleman Show resume way, you're getting endorsement statements from these people. So, yeah, give an endorsement statement, give an email and a phone number. That is going to blow people away. They're not used to seeing that. So that's how you do it. And if you'd like to email your question to the show, it's ask@kencoleman.com. Ask@kencoleman.com. We try to get to them a couple times a week. All right, back to the phones. 844-747-2577. Renee's on the line in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Renee, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. So I have a question. I just started a new job this week, but I have been contemplating going into a whole new direction. So my background is in communications. I worked for 15 years as a television news producer. Just recently left that job and started a new one this week as a public information officer. Mm-hmm. But for years, I've kind of toiled around with the idea of being a midwife, which is completely opposite of everywhere I've been before.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk it out with you.
Yeah. Well, why do you want to be a midwife?
Well, I had my son 5 years ago, and I had his birth in a birthing center with midwives, and it was just an amazing experience. And I loved everything about the center and the women that I was working with, and I just think it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Compared to the daily grind that I had as a television news producer, which was the negative.
Yeah. I know. You know, I was just out in Los Angeles doing some media, and we did KTLA, and of course on our book tour, we did a bunch of local media. And I'm telling you, every one of those people that were in your role, I mean, they're just slammed. They live life in this manic pace, which can just chew you up like a one of those. What do they call those things, Joe? Where they throw a big tree in and it spits it out and. A chipper, a wood chipper. Thank you, Joe. Joe's always good for those types of questions. And so I totally understand, Renee. Now, here's the thing, though. If this thing goes beyond just you love the personal experience, that's what we need to find out. Because you loved the midwives who served you, and you just, there was something special about it. That's a, you know, terrifically emotional, beautiful moment in your life. I want to make sure that it goes deeper than just the flutter. It was so beautiful, and you love the idea of being one of those ladies who serves other women giving children. You know, is this something you could get, you know, really deeply passionate about? And that's what we have to figure out. And the way we do that is looking at what other work in your life, the types of tasks or roles or functions have made your heart leap.
Right. I mean, being a mom.
Okay, good. That's good. That's a good clue. That's a good clue. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. What happens if you get in that role and you go, oh, I just miss the speed of things. I miss the variety of things. That's what you have to figure out. And I'm going to tell you how to figure that out. But I just want to make sure that when you think about this, is this thing popping up all the time and you can't get it out of your head, being a midwife? Like the idea of doing this just makes your heart swell?
Yes.
Okay. I think
I talk about it all the time.
Well, then I think you need to do it. But there's one other step before you decide for sure. I want you to actually hang out with the midwife who served you or some other midwives. And you actually, I'm talking like hang out with them. That's coffee. That's lunch. And that's a, if you have a patient who's willing to let me shadow and it's not, you know, some invasion of privacy, is there any scenario where I could, you know, shadow you. I don't know that that's absolutely necessary, but it's always a nice kind of confirmation process. But you've actually been served by a midwife, so you may not need that. But I'm going to at least point that out for the rest of our audience. That's a great way to clarify and verify that, yes, this is what I want to do.
Right.
But I think that's the final step. And then you just have to figure out, what does it take to get qualified? What do I need to learn to do? How much is that going to cost me? How long is that going to take? Those three questions and the corresponding answers give you your plan for transition. And then you just do it. But I love this. I think Renee represents millions of Americans right now. She's successful. She's been successful. But something happened in her life and it showed her a future and her heart is bursting. She's going, Ken, is it okay to do it? Yes, Renee, it is. Go do it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Giving away hope and belief and clarity every day, this is The Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. And that means you're crazy valuable. No matter how you feel or how you've been talked to your whole life, trust me, you're valuable. Because somebody out there needs you to be you, and that's why we do what we do here on The Ken Coleman Show. Excited to have you with us. Also excited about the growing official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. Now, we've created this to go to the next level. So anybody can call the show and talk to me every day. That's what I love to do. Never going to stop. Love it. Direct access. But what if you could do it on Facebook as well? And we're going to be doing that. We'll be doing a version of the Ken Coleman Show there where I can answer your questions directly. Doing some great content there. Giveaways, discounts, all kinds of fun things. Okay? But to me, it's about community. What we're already seeing. You all helping each other out. Hey, this is what Ken would say. Or hey, this is what I did. Try this. My dream is that people get hired out of that Facebook community page. How amazing would that be? And we all need to run the race together. We're all running our own race, but we're all in the big race, right? And so we want you to join the official Ken Coleman community. Just search Facebook, the official Ken Coleman community, and click join and tell others about it. How about that? That would be awesome. By the way, social media is growing. If you listen to the show, whether it be the podcast of the show, which is available anywhere you can listen to a podcast, or you're watching on YouTube, the Ken Coleman Show on YouTube, or you're listening on Sirius XM or on AM FM radio, wherever you're listening, if you're listening, you know what this show is about. Do you think more people need to hear this? If the answer is yes, I unashamedly ask you to talk about it, to share a podcast, to subscribe and share, to share our Facebook posts, our Instagram posts, retweet us, all those things. We need your help. A lot of people need what we're offering. And so if you believe that, I really need you to be the tribe. I need you to be the choir who sings and tells everybody about it. Great content all over the place. I mean, if you just look at one of our recent posts here on Instagram, top interview tips, so we're giving you more than just fun pictures and behind the scenes things, giving you great content. So at Ken Coleman on Instagram and Twitter, and then of course, search Ken Coleman Show on Facebook and Ken Coleman, the official Ken Coleman community, to connect with us. So we'd love to see you there. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Los Angeles, California, where Martha's on the line. Martha, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help?
Okay, here's my question. I've been in retail for over 20 years, and this last year I decided I wanted to change careers, and I started sending out applications, just kind of sending them out. I finally got an offer this last week, but unfortunately it's almost $25,000 less than what I'm making right now working in retail.
Mm-hmm.
So the dilemma is, yes, I want to change careers, but at what point do I take a pay cut, you know, to change careers?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the answer to that from a high level is only when you have to, meaning it is the only way in. And that's pretty rare. The other part of that would be only when you've prepared for that financially. So that taking that step back financially for a short term and only short term. You wouldn't feel it because you planned for it or you sacrificed in other areas to where it's not burdening you. So that's the 50,000 foot answer. But let's dive in deep here. What is the career path? What do you want? What's the long-term goal?
So the positions that I've been looking into are more for like a nonprofit. I've realized the last couple of years that I want to work with either children or like foster children.
Yeah.
I realized that I have a passion for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a degree, but I've never used my degree because at the time when I graduated, I was still making more money
right.
working retail.
What's the degree in?
Journalism.
Well, you don't want to go into journalism. You want to love on kids.
Right, and that was a problem. I went to college to
appease
my parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
of course.
It was
right.
Right. You know, I was 21. I was like, I have a degree. My parents are happy, but I never did anything with
it. Yeah. Describe the kids that you most want to help. What are they dealing with? Give me that desired group that you really want to just pour your heart out for.
So I kind of found that after my daughter was born, I started buying a lot of like used merchandise for her.
Yeah.
So everything that I've ever bought for her has always been used or a hand-me-down. And then I realized that there's like a whole community of parents that, you know, don't have the money to help their kids.
Right.
And then I realized that there's also foster kids that don't have families to help them out.
Right.
So then I kind of started like saving all of my daughter's outgrown stuff and just donating it. Well, every time I walk walk into these places, I'm like, oh, there's a need for volunteers. So I've slowly been getting into volunteering mm-hmm. now that she's, you know, five and she's in school full time, but I still have a full time job. So it's like, I can't commit to volunteering and getting my foot into those places.
Right.
Because I do still have to work.
Right.
You know?
But I mean, again, what's so who do you want to, so the nonprofit that you just got a job offer for, what are you doing with them? What would the gig be?
It's kind of just kind of an office administrator.
I think you hold out for something. I think instead of the office administrator role, which is going to pay less, significantly less, $25,000 less,
right.
I would do more research and find out if there are, you know, what I would call executive or leadership roles in a nonprofit, a healthier nonprofit, one that, you know, is not struggling. Because I'm just going to tell you, I don't have the number at my fingertips, but I know the data is out there. But I can just tell you right now, if you look at corporate America and your range of salaries, and then you look at the nonprofit world, there's going to be a dip. There just is. I mean, it's just the nature of the game. So again, you need to understand that if your heart is longing to do that kind of work in the nonprofit thing, then you're going to be happier than you've ever been in your life, even though you're going to make less. So you got to reconcile
right.
that. So then if I reconcile that as reality, what changes do I need to make that would allow my heart to be full, but my head to be, you know, okay, meaning that I'm not struggling financially and I haven't followed my heart into an untenable situation financially, because it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both. And so I want you doing some more research into the type of nonprofits that really kind of pull at your heart, you can get on board with their mission, you feel like the work that you would be doing there is exactly what your heart's longing for, and be having been in retail for a long time, you've got a really impressive resume, you're a successful woman, and I think what you're looking for is an opportunity to move in at a higher level, not at the administrative level. And I think you have to figure out, what is it that I would need to offer, what experience would be relevant, and you can get there. But I think it's a little bit more research and identifying healthier nonprofits that have the budget to be able to pay people, number one. Number two, do what they do, is it consistent with your values and your heart and allow you to be in your sweet spot and fulfill that passion? And then number three, do they hire positions that I know that I can fill that are higher pay, and so that there's not a $25,000 gap, maybe it's a $5,000 gap or a $10,000 gap. And then you got to weigh that. What would I need to do to step comfortably into that situation and then feel like, oh, okay. And so folks, why are you telling this, Ken? What does that have to do with Martha? It has a lot to do with it, because teachers aren't making huge money, but teachers are doing what they love. And they're investing in the next generation. And they're not making a lot while they do it, but they're living on less than they make. So they've adjusted, or they have set up a lifestyle that allows them to do what they love. Not making a ton of money, but saving and becoming millionaires. It's doable. Don't move. More show coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Shining the light on your path to fulfilling your purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. You've got the answers, by the way. How do we figure this out? How do you get clarity to answer that big question? Why am I here? Oh, it's so simple. I'm glad you asked. We start with what you do best. Everybody was born and is born with talent. And you can hone that talent into a skill. So we look at what you do best. And then we look at what you love to do most. This is work, a task, a function, a role that makes your heart sing because you look forward to it. And then when you get to do it, time seems to disappear. And I like to call it the juice. We know that it's actually a psychological state that a well-known psychologist has done 30 plus years of research on this called flow. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, right? And he has proven that we get in a state of flow when we use what we do best to do what we love to do most. And that's why I call it the sweet spot. If you think about a ball hitting a bat, right? The bat hitting the ball, rather, in the sweet spot of the bat or the racket or the golf club. When that happens, anybody who's ever had that happen, we know it feels effortless. Maximum efficiency. So when a human is operating in a state of flow or in their sweet spot, they are experiencing maximum efficiency. So you are living your full potential. And so that's what we're trying to help you figure out. We look at how those two intersect, what you do best and what you love to do most, because you use that talent and skill to do the work that you love that creates a result that means something deeply to you. So all that being said, you have the answers. I don't. It's my job to get it out of you. And that's what we do every day. Let's go, go, go. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Kansas City, where Isaac is on the line. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to call in and try to figure out if I'm in the right position. I can't tell if I'm too comfortable with it currently. And then just a little bit of background. The company is currently restructuring, so I'm trying to figure out if it's the right time to get out, because I currently feel undervalued in terms of pay, which is my main pain point currently.
Yeah, feels. So you're feeling undervalued. That right there will just pound on you, you know?
Yep.
Those feelings are just really hard to overcome, because you're now, your head's on a swivel, you're looking at everybody all the time going, how much are they making? And it can really suck the life out of you. So the question is, if you were getting paid what you think you should be getting paid, or at least they were telling you, hey, way to go, Isaac, you're doing a great job, here's a growth plan, and we're going to keep moving you up here. So more responsibility, more pay, all those things. If that was happening, would you be looking elsewhere as far as the work itself, the type of work, the industry?
Probably not, just because I do enjoy consulting, which is what I currently do. I just don't know if it's the right type of consulting.
Okay.
I enjoy helping people, and that's kind of what consulting is.
What type of consulting are you doing now? And then if you felt like all of a sudden you had clarity that that's not the type of consulting you should be doing, what type of consulting would you be doing? Give me those two answers.
Yeah, so currently I'm a healthcare IT consultant, and my background's in finance and marketing, which is what I studied in college. So I was kind of thinking more towards that realm. I really do enjoy personal finance quite a bit. So that is kind of where my head's at currently.
Okay, but what we know is you love the consulting role. And so
yep.
That's something to be really encouraged by. So have you talked to your leader about, hey, I'd love to put a specific growth plan together with you, and I'll work with you on this, however you think it needs to. What are some things that I can do better? What are some areas where I need to grow? And how can I increase my responsibility, which of course, you know, would lead to an increased pay. But I'd love to get your intake, you know, your insight, excuse me, on this. Let's get your take on this, and let's put this thing together if you're willing to do that. That doesn't put him on the defensive or her on the defensive. It just says, hey, would you be willing to work with me on a growth plan that obviously leads to professional growth and financial growth? Has that conversation happened?
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I've definitely sat down with my leader and then the leader above to kind of talk about the pay and let them know my concerns.
And
the answer I keep getting is the pay is outside of our control. We do understand that you're doing well, and we want to get you what we can, but that's out of our control.
All right. So now we know it's time to look elsewhere.
Yep.
It's time to move on. But I don't think it's a complete career change. And you're not saying that, but I just, that's why we walk through those first questions. You love the consulting. And now if you want to get into some more financial side of things, and you know, you know your world better than I do, but right now is the time to be looking across the plane, if you will, right? I know I love what I'm doing, so it's not a complete career switch. It's just a location change. You're doing, in some ways, the right thing. And I think I would stick to consulting. What makes you enjoy consulting? So don't get hung up on the title of the work. Get hung up on the function of the work. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So if I were to have you break down, what does it mean to be a consultant every day? And so the answer to that question becomes your guide, becomes the riverbanks that you're looking outward for. That's what you're looking for. And if you do that, Isaac, I think that you're going to find multiple things and you step right into it. And again, I say this over and over and over again because it needs to be said over and over and over again. Don't jump unless you've got the money set aside that would allow you to jump. There's no reason in a career transition for you to jump off of a cliff. That's how people get hurt and die. That's how you hurt yourself financially and can kill momentum in your life and career. It's not necessary. Let's change our perspective and know why we're not happy and we're feeling overlooked, we're feeling overwhelmed. Whatever the situation is, you change your perspective in the now and you become grateful for the now because it's funding the next. So we can be big girls and big boys and put up with some stuff that maybe we don't enjoy only long enough to step effortlessly from one boat to the next boat. This can happen. It should happen. There is no reason for you to risk financial ruin or even financial, just financial interruption. There's just no reason for that. Be patient. Be grateful that you're taking care of what you need to take care of. You're taking care of who you need to take care of. And we're going to go and figure out the next thing. Now, let me tell you why that's important, that attitude of gratitude. That's important because it should motivate you to make the exploration that you need to make, to take action, to look for other opportunities. When you say, all right, I'm going to put up with the let's call it just short of misery at times, and sometimes it's pure misery. I'm going to put up with it in the short term knowing that I'm moving on. But it should motivate you to say, all right, I can't put up with this much longer, so now I got to move quickly. Now here, let me flip that for a minute. Many of you out there will still put up with misery because the idea of looking for something new and trying something new and leaving the known, even though it's miserable, is easier than stepping out. Oh my gosh, please don't do that. You're going to look up and you're going to be 65, 70 years old, full of regret. And that's no way to live. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.